طب قوم بتعمل حساب قوم البيت لأن هذا خاصة. أوه لو يعطي لك ميلو مستقبل الله شما ما يسالي. We're trying to find the support is نالك زين أنا زين الخاصة خايف بطل. I just want to remind everyone here we have not learned any of the tests that we will be coming back but now we'll get through today if it's possible run through the Gemara as far as we can get. Hopefully hit him with the two dots, but we'll see. No, Shema, Abayis Ali. So a situation where a person had a house, the ground floor was owned by Mr. X, and Aliyah, the upper floor was owned by Mr. Y. So Abayis Ali, Shema, was owned by two people, shall not live. The house collapsed, and if the house collapsed, the Aliyah went with it. Omar Baal Aliyah and Baal Abayis. This is a mixed moment here. The Baal Aliyah said the Baal Abayis. Leave noise, little bit. But when he writes it, he refuses to. So what should the Baal Aliyah do? His house can't, his house can't like hover in the air. So what should he do? So Allah is, Baal Aliyah, Boina Bais, the upper story guy, can build himself the house. So he's basically built the house for the lower guy, right? The house of the one who normally owned the house, but Yoshiva, the Baal Aliyah can stay inside it until the Baal Abayis pays him all his expenses. And then after he's got his expenses, he'll build himself on the top floor and move upstairs. The Baal Abayis. Has to pay his entire expenses, but he doesn't deduct from the expenses the amount of rent that the lower guy has saved. That lower guy needed to rent himself a deer. He needed a deer. So during this time, he stayed in the ground floor apartment. Why did he stay in the ground floor apartment for free? So what do we see? Then had I not built your house wouldn't have been up for sale, right? I built your house. So it wasn't a situation of where you would have made money. So I built your house and I'm never staying in it, and I don't need to pay you anything. Then you see that the Baal Abayis pays his full expenses. It doesn't deduct anything. Why didn't he deduct the rent? Very nice, build my house. I'll pay you your expenses. But now you've lived in my house. And you've rented my house for the last 2 years till I pay up the expenses. Ella, my you see, then and then cause the problems.
Baal Abayis' house.
All right, straight away, it's his property.
The whole building collapsed. There's no more building anymore.
Right.
So the Baal Aliyah
built the house on the ground, on the property of the Baal Abayis.
And so far, the Baal Abayis hasn't paid any money.
Right, but it's still his house. It's
still his house?
Yeah, it was on his chutzpah.
He owns the airspace
where the house is. The ground space.
The airspace.
Yeah, he owns the ground space. The ground floor husband owns the ground space of this house.
So,
owns the ground space of the ceiling.
Right. But the Baal Abayis can't. He can't.
No, he can't do that until he pays the expenses.
Does somebody have bios over it?
He's got bios on it, but it's not. He owes him money, the investors. He has to pay the expense. That's not long. You have to pay the expense. But why not pay the rent as well? Why didn't the one staying there have to pay rent at least? I'll pay you the expenses, but you should pay me rent in the meantime. So, Chidush. So, Shmamina Zenen Zalechosachai and Potom. You said no shani hosom the base of the aliyah mishtabed. Coming right from here. The reason why here you don't pay rent is because my aliyah is mishubed to your house. My aliyah is dependent on your house. Your house is a shibud to my house, is subservient to my house. to my attic. And therefore, since the bais has to, be solid, how do you say that in English, to carry the load of the aliyah, that is, if there is no aliyah, the person who would be in aliyah can stay in his house. But maybe they don't pay any rent. Let's see Rashi. A bait aliyah. Bait shall there. Where Rashi is two-thirds of the way down. First one is not only the bais. Second one is Valir. Bais Valir. Misu shall zeh, Valir shall gabo. Habe shall ari. Bais belongs to zeh, Moni. And Valir shall gabo, habe shall ari. Valir, which is on top of it, belongs to someone else. Yitzi Yosov. Masha Yitzi ala bais. Alnam in the arm, according to Yosov. Since he pays him his entire expenses, the he doesn't deduct the wage of rent, the rent. Masha Omar Dubais, that this person was standing in the house. Alma Zenenem, you see the Zenenem, another house. Anyway, he wouldn't have built it. And we see Potanenem. So then, who's that chosah?
He's only nana during until he pays it. He's nana all the time. He's only chosah until he pays it. After he pays, reimburses the builder. Then the builder stays there longer than he has to pay rent.
Yeah. Okay. So we say the bais aliyah mishtavish. Ala bais lisboy aliyah. The house is meant to carry a little, dog in Yiddish, to have the aliyah on its head. Therefore, it's halachically right for the aliyah, bal aliyah, to live inside it until he has his aliyah. Okay, so we have no right where the zen is a chosed bottom. Could be a chayv. Just here's a special case. Then the bias is meshuvah to the aliyah, and therefore the aliyah is the right to stay in.
But is that what about until the aliyah house is built? Suppose he pays him back everything, and the house is complete. You have to start paying rent at that point.
Well, at that point, both of them then have a right to be in the house.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So,
yeah, a good shayla. I don't know. So it should, the choir should be, it shouldn't have to be. Next to Getoshima, if you don't remember, don't give you the, after there. If you don't disagree with Tanakami, that means in the moment here, there's Machlik, Tanakami, if you don't, if you don't, and if you don't say, after there, don't be Chatzar, Chavei, Yishalem, Yidaitari, even this case is considered somebody staying in somebody else's chot, Yishalem, Yidaitari, and so, by this is so, he doesn't need to pay his rent. This is the most clearest brayso with Mishnah that we've seen anywhere. It seems to say clearly that somebody who is dol b'chatzacha v'yisheloi nidayitoi tzorich v'al nalech tzorich. That's what he said here. This guy, this Baal Aliyah, who's staying in the house of the bais, doesn't need to pay the rent, even though this Baal Aliyah wouldn't be able to build the house and he wasn't going to rent it out. Yeah? Very good question. Excellent. Anyone want to answer you there, Yossi? Yossi is asking, who cares about Rabbi Yudah? There's a Tanakam who's Chodesh. So who cares about Rabbi Yudah Ozen and Ozen and Choser is Chai? Tanakam is not like that.
I would like to ask what
you're talking about. Mm-hmm. You think more strongly than strong now?
Sometimes we don't have to.
No, no.
No, opinion, I know it's opinion, but it can be used. Okay.
Not even better here. Tanakama agrees to Rabbi Yehuda. He just holds that based on Aliyah Mishtavet. If you would deduct the svara of Tanakama, then they would agree to Rabbi Yehuda saying. Well, we're going machlokes Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. So the klal is that machlokes, okay, the machlokes, you have to know the kudas machlokes. If we see Rabbi Yehuda hold, clearly, their name is their across it's Chal. And in Tanakama, it could very well be they agree to that. It's just they disagree because they hold Beitz al Aliyah and Shavit. So then we have arrived and reviewed about the cloud of Then in the Zerichosa. Rebbe Mefush is Gechayim. Then in the Zerichosa. And in the Tanakhama, it's not clear. It could be in Tanakhama. The reason why he holds that you are Poto is like the reason the Gemara said, based on Lali or Mishtabit.
Otherwise,
what we're doing is we did the same also in that previous command. We have two Tanoim, and one Tan is the first, then the Chosin's Chayim, and the other Tan could be argues on now, could be just because of the different Svara. So then, what we're more building up, as much as in your view that we know it. So Mistama, I want to agree on that, Nicola. Look at Tesis. Tesis says your time. Toshma, you don't even see Tesis?
Yeah.
But Peter, I want to like Ligi. And I want to argue on this. And I'm sure the base of Aliyah is starting. The only reason why they argue is that they hold that since Aliyah is dependent on the bias, and the bias in the Shubat to Aliyah, therefore the Baal Aliyah has the right to stay inside. But when you're on, they agree to it. You're the Shitta. So we've got a first Tana, which will therefore be a gilui on what the Tana Kama holds as well, that the Nenem Zerichos Rechayim. So what's the answer to that? So here we see now the New Year's Tate. Shani Hosom, Mishum Shachorise Darashayse. If you have a new house and you live in it, the first time you come into a house, it's been newly painted, newly built. There's a certain real nice feeling about this house. Very pristine condition. After using it a little bit, it gets somewhat blackened. Actually, it's for the candles burning, so it gets a little bit black over there. And a certain day, your kids put your legs on the wall, it comes a bit black. Yeah, it happens. And a certain blackness to the house. It's not as pristine as it was when it was first built. Oh, very good. So the walls. So the shakrais and the shaisin, the blackness of the walls. So what's it mean? What do we say? Yudha says you have to pay. You know why I have to pay? Because there is a chosir. There is a chosir. There's a chosir. And what's the halacha by zeh enem? There's a chosir. Megalgin in all of us are good. You have to pay the whole thing. As soon as you've had a loss, you can claim the whole thing. Why should that be? Why should that be?
I think that's not just touch up a little bit and it's.
Is it?
Yeah,
it's is it? No. Midas thing is that I have no loss whatsoever. That's why I'm claiming for it. But remember, we learn in the Sugya. That person who's renting a deer, living in a deer, is having a lot and really should pay for what he's doing. The only reason why you can't claim from him because it makes no difference to you that guy's living there. But if it does make a difference to you that guy's living there, then I've got full right to claim the money.
5 shekel difference?
So it makes a difference to me.
Oh, so is he paying 5 shekels?
No. If it's 5 shekels, you're paying me din mazik. What's that paying me din mazik? You're paying because this din hanoi. If you have a no for my investment, then you have to pay me. If you have financial benefit, a lot is you have to pay. Anyone has a financial benefit from now, the person has to pay. Just what? Has to be that it's not midstream. Because if it's midstream, then what right have to claim? What's midstream? It means no difference to me that you're in that apartment. Made no difference to me. It's why you claiming for it. Maybe it bothers me and it makes a difference if you're in there. Not bothering me because I've got bad midas, but bothering me because the meta affects me that you're in there. So it's not midas thing for me to claim red that you're in there. You're going in, you're being bothered me up there. The meta affects me. So therefore, since it bothers me you're there, so you owe me rent. It doesn't make any difference to me, no difference whatsoever. So what right do I have to charge you rent? That's midas thing. It makes a difference to me. Look at my balls, it's not clean. It's different. So your own child is what I do.
What about the Indian views? I mean, you don't even need to have blackened walls. You have two families that are living in this one house.
Two
families? Well, I don't know. The
Bob is not going to build this house. He was not going to build it. Not going to build it. And then I'm done with it. You wouldn't be living there.
It's not like he's there to share
your walk. No, but yes, it's the important thing that you're pointing out. When you talk about the 5 shekel, that's the mazik. How much can I charge you for that? That's the mazik. We're working the other way around. Really, there is a chiyuv. You're living in this environment which belongs to me. You owe me. You owe me money. Really, there is a chiyuv. Just what? If it makes no difference to me that you're there, then what right do I have to claim? The difference doesn't make a difference how much difference is. The minute makes a difference, then it makes a difference. I've got a right to claim the rent that you anyway owe me. You owe me the rent. You owe me the rent. Just I've got no right to claim because it made no difference to me. But my house is somewhat different now that you're there. So you owe me rent. I've got full right to claim the rent, which is far more than the shekels and the shais. Far more than the blackness. So I'm not getting anything mazik. If it's mazik, if it's because I can only claim if it bothers me that you're living in the apartment. Yes. 5 shekels.
It bothered me also without a shekel.
Why did it bother you?
Because I didn't like it there.
Well, that's me so.
Here's my house.
Some shit right in the shadows.
I don't want you in the house.
You have to give me a cookie. That's a
dome. I'm sure.
So give me a good reason why. Give me a good reason why. I didn't say because it's COVID and Corona and I'm worried about it. Say that. That's only the story. But we're talking about prior to COVID, right? When people were still somewhat normal. It makes no difference whether you're there or not. Makes absolutely no difference to me to the house if you're there. Or see, they don't maybe benefit me, but it makes no difference. If somebody's squatting in my house, I have no idea that he left. Had I not known about it, right? As famous saying goes, what the eyes don't see, the chef gets away with, right? I mean, it makes, as long as the people get the food, right? They don't know what's going behind the scenes, so they're eating the food, they're enjoying it. There was no hope about it. If they don't know about anything, enjoying themselves, right? So here as well. And the Balabai is not known about it. Would have made any difference, wouldn't have had any problem sleeping. Afterwards, the guy left and said, send him a postcard. He said, no, I was in your apartment for a year. Made any difference to you? Have a good apartment. Any difference? No, it makes no difference. Why should it bother you?
Why should that 5 shekels bother you? I just have quite a little bit on the back side of your army.
That's nice thing.
One little point to get inside.
It bothered me.
The stone? What?
Why didn't it just stone there?
The stone?
No, it just stone. That's not the stone. The stone is 100%. The stone is that makes no difference to the person. Who says?
Don't forget.
Take a look at the stone.
They went to the store. They ate less than a few of you. Taking advantage of you.
Yeah. Things make some difference. Bro, what about the metaphor? Like, the Torah generally, the emotional world is much creepier than the physical world. But it's afterwards. It's really happened. Yes. What do you know? You're going to be having emotional problems because of it. A year ago, a guy was there and didn't know about it. And he's really had emotional problems. It's not like you can we're not talking about the guy there and the guy knows about it. Akamaisa, the guy comes back to the apartment and sees the blackness. Of course he's upset about it. He's got to be upset. I don't want somebody to blacken my nice pristine apartment. And therefore I've got a right to claim. More than the damage that was done. So I'm not claiming it is damage. I'm claiming Hanok. You owe me the Hanok. Because I've got a right to claim it. Because me destroy you. It's not me this time. It bothers me that you are there. It does bother me. It's got a right to bother me. Because you've taken my clean house and you've done it. That's not the difficult part. Or maybe it is, but so when is it? What was the shayla there and the cause? We might the shayla and Dav Mechava Malad said that you weren't with us by the tzvum. And we had this big shayla there and the cause, but the Achayla Pot. That means it's not your bottom. When you bought it. We're now going to review this, said that the Shapiros and the Shaykh said, the blackness of the walls, you've got a right to claim. So, whenever do we say, then is that it costs a bottle? When does they not do that?
They're just something more, and I guess I'm confused.
It doesn't say in this grace when the guy stands in the mission, when the guy stands.
going to stop in the house.
So where's the case where there's no chosen?
He gives him the house spanking clean at the end. Guy goes in the house.
That's also he was chosen, and then he redid it afterwards.
It's not chosen. But he never knew there was a chosen.
There's a much easier answer. This halacha of Shechios of the Shaisa is only by
a new house.
Only by a new house. Once the house has been used already, then there's no more Shechios of the Shaisa. Once the house is not pristine clean, then there's the fact they use it doesn't make it any worse.
First scratch in the river.
Right, not
so worse.
Right. You must have worse.
On a scratch, there's a complete cover that I could drive the piece.
Right,
yeah.
Right. It's something like a brand new car, and it's got a little scratch in it that affects the whole appearance of the car. Once it's got the one scratch, second scratch doesn't do anything to the car. It's just another one. And maybe the shul that it says that got nice wooden windowsills, and somebody put a shten on the windowsill and scratched it. And they don't agree about the whole mission. Otherwise, the whole load you're going to have right. Anyway, so guys, that's Rashi. That's the Rashi. The Baim, Rebuda Oyman. Rebuda Oyman, you see where it is? That's what the line is Oyman. It's about line 50. 48. You have it? Review the Oyman, first with 9 Oyman. Oyman. The Balaliyah, the Balabites. The Balaliyah doesn't have to pay rent to the Balabites. Shachrise, the Shias. Shemashchil, that's the Shachrise, Blackens, Loi Haksorim. Shiosa is Aramaic for war. Hilgo. Chosim, there is a chosim. Now here's the important word, Aval Bayis Yoshan, Loim. But in an old house, there is no Shechrisa, the Shaisa. And therefore, it's not chosim. And that's the Shaila, which we had on Ahmed Aviv. Then there's a chosim, somebody's renting, somebody's squatting in somebody else's house. It wasn't a pristine, brand new condition. So there you don't have this blackening of the walls, which is something which is only by a brand new house. All right, so do you pay or not? So we've got no rice. Answer the Gemara, no rice. Yeah, we tried our best. We tried to bring rice from Bob Basta, two rice, tried to bring rice from Ramsir, two rice. And the answer is we don't have any rice, and that's why the client is shy. So what's that on the rice? So,
the Rosh Hashanah has become the house of the old, but really has back the walls, therefore adding to it, nothing.
Right, not called a chosid. Okay, where are we holding? So now we have to find the halacha l'maisa. Shalchu Bay of Ami, we're in the Gemara about 2/3 of the way down.
Over
there, there's
another Shafi Zalshay.
Well,
we have to do that. Let's see how, like, my car damage, maybe driving to my car damage more usable, because it was damaged.
We'll see him at the Shem. In the Gemara, by the end of it, we'll see that there's a reason for it. Why not? Okay, we will see. Shalchu as what's Allah? Yeah, lost the place. It was a hit. Shalchu be'er Ami. They sent a messenger of Ami. Omar, chimasalei machis ma'asalei. Why do you want to claim from him? What did he do to him? Machisoy. What did he lose? Ma'ziki. What damage did he cause him?
Why is he saying two things this way?
Stressing. Three is always a stress. Mishnah says that. If you want to stress a point, you say something three times. Magal there, magal there, magal there.
Same thing. You're saying different things.
Okay.
Each one is perhaps in its own right something that would indicate.
Yeah. If
he did that, he would have to pay.
So the Rishonim did run a dive in this. You see that if you do cause somebody damage, even indirect damage, you would have to pay. That's what the Rosh bought from the Rish. That would die from it. What did he do to him? What did he make him lose? And what did he damage him? Meaning, even indirect damage would have been enough to be able to claim.
That's also, isn't Hezek already
one of the steps? Is to take something from him, and Hezek is to damage what he has.
Damage something he has by taking away something from him?
Damaging means not the brick, you mean?
Yeah,
it's just the damage.
Ultimately, it comes from the solar. There's no Zen. He was trying to say that it's a misdiving.
Isn't that contradicting what we said with regards to life the person had in his house?
It's not contradicting. Okay, this was the Ryan. What was it? Which way around?
We spoke about the wet person.
Knocking out that.
And you're going to be talking because the rubble about.
Excellent. Very good. The Rosh brought this line as a Raya against us. The Rosh brought this line to support the opinion that if you locked somebody out of the house and you would stay in the house, you would need to pay. The Rosh of the Siman Vav we saw last time. The Rosh, Rif Kosav, and the Chotz of the Kain and Agra, Tzorch, Lahali, Seisoko. The Avagam, the Leob in the Mega, even though it's not up for rent, even though he wouldn't normally rent an apartment, Dorchatz, even. He caused him a loss. Uchidvav Mukach Bishmaitzer, and Mukach in Asuki like that. Because it says, Shalpo Be'er Ami, the center of Ami, Ami replied, Oma, Ki Ma Oso Ze, Ma Chosroi, Ma Zikoi. Mashma, O Chosroi Be Zikoi, if you would cause him any loss or any damage, Pshita Shechad, you would be required to pay, which is exactly your line that you're saying. This line of the Gemara implies, even an indirect loss, you would need to pay.
Saying no loss, saying you locked him out of the house, Ma Sado. If he did something, you locked him out of the house.
Preventing
him from using this.
Without
him staying there, he didn't reside there afterwards. The locker just locked it and then left.
Oh, one second. Your point is that without who going? Without the one who locked it.
Right.
So simple reading that says Rosh from this line of the Gemara implies if you lock somebody out. Then you would need to pay. Now, the case which we're talking about here is talking about a case where a person had a knot. So all we can take from this sugya is, if you have a knot and you lock somebody out, then you can. But what's the mepshat, says the Rosh? What's the pshat, right? Why should you be chayv? Grow me a pot. If you don't stay inside, you don't need to pay. It's tomorrow's about it. It's only grow. If you have a knot and you do something to him, even if it's a grandma, it would be a chai. Why? Because by you having a knot, you are like eating the peris of the chotzer, like the Rosh spoke. So you're right, this line of the Gemara, this was the Rosh Israel, in support of the river. If you're living in the apartment and you have a knot, and by living in the barn, you do cause the guy to lose out. You are chosel, or you are also something, then you would need to pay. That's how the riff passes. Place is chayder. Right? Yossi isn't supporting the riff. It's good. So that was his psak. We have a psak from Reb Ami that then ended there. Chosel, zeloi chosel, what's the din? Why are you saying Kaib? Said, what do you do to him? It made him any lose anything? It damages his thing? What did Rav Ami mean to say? If somebody answers back to you, then if I come to David and say, David, do I have to pay that he was sitting on that chair with that? What do you do to that chair? What does that mean? It means your bottom, right? So Rav Ami held your bottom. So Chiba, Amar. I need time to think about this. They asked Rechiv Abba again. Omar, he said, why are you sending me these messages the whole time? Could I so much? You're sending me Ba'ozi and coming to me the whole time? Had I found a Raya or a Svara, I wouldn't have sent it to you. Meaning, I don't have a heart. Yet. Please don't beg me about it. I don't know.
Am I teaching as Muslim
here? What? No, you should not. You take the Muslim from the other way. You see, they sent him another message.
They sent him again?
Yeah. No, the second time it's only. And here, this is the next section of the Gemara, needs concentration. You do not need to pay. You do need to. So what do we have? We have Rav Ami said you don't. We have Rav Kana in the name of Yehudon saying you don't. So that's quite a clear psak. Two people saying that and that it was a portal. And then along came Ebavo also saying in the name of Yehudon the exact opposite, which is the problem. Still in Yehudon. Does the Yehudon only do or does he only don't? It says the Gemara actually was based on a mistake. Oh, the Ebavo. Said in the name of Yechlan, it wasn't explicit that that's what Yechlan said. And a mechlolet no. And Bevol derived it from a dig in Rabbi Yechlan. It's not. Not all Eben. If a person takes a gizmo, you know, gizmo is in charge of the base mikdash, so he's looking after the hekdash money. Not all even a kurish hekdash. He took a stone or a beam of hekdash. Is that what? He's not over meila. Let's just explain what kovim meila is. If you take something out of hekdash and use it or give it to somebody, that item now becomes fully. And the person who did it is Chayim Korban Me'ila. It's Chayim Korban, if he did it by mistake, it's Chayim Korban Me'ila, has kapara for what he did. So if you take it out of the Rishus of Hekdash, or you use it, using is also a way of taking it out of Hekdash, you're Chayim Korban Me'ila. So here, what he did was, this was the Balagid. The one who's in charge of looking after the Hekdash, he took the stone or he took a curve of Hekdash. Since he's in charge of Hekdash, it's not considered that he's taking it out of Hekdash. He's just carrying it around with him because that's his job anyway. So is that Loimal? That's not called Me'ila. Nosna the Chaveyo, if he gave it to someone else, so that's considered taking it out of Hekdash. Whom one? He's done Me'ila because he's the one that gave it out to somebody else. The chaver, the one that took it, loimar, wasn't over Me'ila.
Meaning, chaver who takes it, would he then be considered ma'al?
No, the one that allows it to leave the rishus, which is the gizmo, he's the one that does the Me'ila. Huh?
Why not both?
Because the one who steals it, they have to come back to him, which is not. Someone can pull it. Somebody takes it out. Only because the Balak Gizmo is the one who gave the right to the other person to take it. So he's the one that basically is saying it's now no longer Hekdash, belonging to somebody else.
That's what I'm saying. He was misled.
So it becomes cruel.
The one who took it, the friend who took it, was not aware this is Hekdash.
Then
he was
cruel.
Aware of the Me'ila.
No, you only own the Me'ila if you don't show you again. Me'ila is only the only part of called Me'ila in the shaking. Me'ila is the only. So we're talking about
it. It doesn't become whole. Huh? It uses the Chaber's hair. It's not going to fall.
Yeah. So who made the Chaber's hair? Bono the slave to be safe. The Gizba built it in his house. Right? The Leimon is not even Me'ila. Why? Built in your house. So here we're going to see in a minute. He built it in his house in a way that he could just simply remove it afterwards. So it's not considered that he changed it. For instance, you put on a skylight or something, it's possible to remove it afterwards. So that's not called a shinoi in the chifetz. It's still called an evan, it's still called a kuryo, so there's no me'ile. Ad sheyodu tachteo shorot vute. Until he's not even Milah, until the Gizba lives under this beam. If he lives under this beam, it's considered having a no, and it's higher. And then it's over Milah.
Taking it outside of the.
That's considered taking it out of English.
He's taking this core outside the base, outside of the base of Midrash.
Yeah.
And what is
it? And it still remains.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the Gizba. The Gizba can take it where he wants.
First personal use? Yes.
Well, not meant to, but it doesn't become out of Hegdash until he changes it. I did things out of the shul, so he uses it. I don't know.
But
you
make a change to Captain
Hog. If the Gizba changes it, it's not called anymore Kuya or Evan, then yes, he would be now what's higher principle. But he's taken out of Hegdash, Shimmering. Shin Hashem, Shin Hashem, Shinori Meister. If he changes it, that's called another way of taking it away from what it was, making it something.
So if he made it part of his permanent wall,
then it would be Shinoi. Yeah, that's almost true. That's what we said, that he's not even Meel until he lives in it. That's what we placed on top of the skylight or something. So there's no Shinoi. You could simply just take it off afterwards. Okay, so that's the background to the next part of the Gemara. What are we saying? About the Gizba, took this stone, he put it on his skylight, and he lived underneath it. So now he's hiring me. Why is he hiring me?
What's the deal? Amazing.
Can't meet it actually. Let's not go into meet it that much, but we want to try and focus on Zen and Zen for sale. So once the Yosef Babo can make the Yerichon, the Kama Vishmei the Shmuel. You see from here, you see this guy was staying in his apartment without asking Hashem's permission. He was staying in his apartment, and Shaloi Midaito. So you see, since he had to pay rent, since it's called considered Mi'ila, it's called he had a financial benefit from it. Why is there a financial benefit? He wouldn't have had to pay anyone else for it. So why is the financial benefit? LMI, you see. That is, if I would take a stone of yours and put it on top of my house and I live underneath it, and the rain doesn't fall on my head, do I need to pay you for that stone? But if we all zen in a zele chosel, poto, I wouldn't need to pay. So I haven't had a financial benefit. So who are they with the gizmo? If a person gives a stay underneath this stone, does that have the financial benefit? So why does he have to pay me either? Why does he have to pay me either? LMI, you see. It's a no, that's not considered a financial benefit. You wouldn't have to pay anyone else. You wouldn't have to pay. Yeah, but it's not a means you don't need to pay for it. You don't need to pay. So the fact that I stayed underneath it didn't make me owe anyone money, right? Doesn't make me chayv to anyone any money. So the fact that I'm staying underneath the stone of the Hegdash also doesn't make me chayv to anyone money. So if there weren't people on the stage, one way to be either. Me'ila is the beat I've had by staying underneath it, instead of having to pay somebody else money, I've had taken it from Hegdash. I would never have to pay anyone money for such a thing.
That wasn't be the storm Hegdash is charging.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Well, certainly is. The point is, why are you trying to be there if you're not paying, if you would not have to pay anyone anything for such a thing, means staying under here costs me nothing. So if it costs me nothing, then I shouldn't have to pay Me'ila either. The Me'ila, you only pay if there was a financial cost, which I gained by having that. But I didn't, because I wouldn't have had to pay anyone anything anyway. That's the Gemara's, right. The before was right. Shema Minot. Then, the Yosef Bavol, let's just go back to that. The Yosef Bavol committed a great crime. The government is made to show us the same as a door because I'm going to be sure to be that. So, if you say it's Chaim Mila, it must mean that Had he done the same thing for someone else, would have had to pay. And that's why, since he did it by Hegdish, it's considered he's derived a financial benefit from Hegdish. And that's why he needs to pay me. So you see, that staying in somebody else's chotzer, shalom midaitoi, you do need to pay. Vishosikley, and a revolt, and a great one kept quiet. Since Rabbi Yochanan was quiet, his shtika goes, oh, my God, I will ask him to him. It's not true. Ashkuchi lo ashkuchi. Rabbi Yochanan b'chlel was a misyakistim. Rabbi came along and said, oh, I'm saying that they're chosen. Rabbi Yochanan completely ignored him. Why could he completely miss the boat? Rabbi Yochanan missed the boat. If we can say that about the law. The law will arrive from the fact that the person staying underneath, he has to pay Me'ilah. Sounds like in a similar situation, my Chulin, he would have had to pay mine. And that's why the Hekish had to pay Me'ilah. Says Rabbi Yochanan, it's got nothing to do with that discussion. Zenen and Zenen apostle. Why? The Omar Rabbo, Hekdish Shaloy Midas, Kehedit Midas Yolim. Hekdish, even without telling the Hekdish that you're doing it, is exactly the same as a hedget if you would tell the balabos before you go in. They will see in a minute, right? My colleagues are actually tasting about this, what exactly it means. But if we just go with the let's go with tastes, it's an easier way. Oh, no, Rashi did as well. That'll make the difference so much. What's the din? If I know that you're going in my apartment, I know you're going in my apartment. I wouldn't rent out this apartment, but I know you're going in there. Can I claim from you? Can I tell you, go again, I want money for it? Before. Can I do it before? Sure. Right? The whole story was spoken about is after the fact that I informed you I was there. What happened if you in the beginning? Would you be able to claim? Yeah. So here we have a Machlokes Rashi Tosafot, and we'll see exactly what it is. But Tosafot, both of them are saying, that when somebody uses Hegdish, it's not that Hegdish doesn't know about it, even though you haven't told the Hegdish, but Hashem is Hegdish, right? Hashem knows you're moving in here. So it's like I knew before you went in that you are using my deal. And if I knew before you go in that you're using my deal, I have a right to claim the exact parameters of Tirashi Tayyip and Abbas.
You didn't know that you actually took advantage and used it.
I did, I know you're there.
No, what if I, if someone goes and asks permission, can I, I see you have an empty chatzar, can I use it? He says no. And the person's not living there, the owner doesn't live there. And so you disregard him, the person disregards him, goes stay there.
And he didn't know. So you're talking about a different chat. I'm talking about a case where the owner knows he's there.
Okay.
If the owner knows he's there, can he get? So yeah, Hashem knows you're there. So if Hashem knows you're there, what's the difference? Is there? When the Balabais knows you're going in, the Balabais knows you're going in, he's got a right to charge. That's me then. If it would have been anyone, then you wouldn't have to pay. You wouldn't have to pay money. Here as well, you have to pay Hegdish.
Oh, that's where our case opens up with the previous honor. No, it's there.
Here we go. How do you do that?
Right.
And since you do know, it's a completely different shot. And that's why I did from the flowers of the to it. He didn't care less about it because he knew about it. So Rashi. Let's see some Rashi. Not all ever occurs. Second last narrow line on the base. Not all ever occurs. My first from Sabbath Me'ilah. In the Sabbath Me'ilah explains the big gizmo skin. And we're talking about the gizmo. That's why. If his thumb takes it, it's not going to be over me either. Because wherever he goes, it's going to be with him. Loimal, if the gizbo places it in his house on the skylight, he hasn't been over me either. Originally, it was also in his rishus. He asked exactly now. The gizbo places it wherever he in his rishus, wherever he wants. The loishin, it didn't affect any change. And therefore, he's not over me either. But if it's not the chaveir, he gave it to his friend. Kanya chaveir, his friend is now coding it. The gizbo yesh lo yushus niting. The gizbo has yushus to give it to other people. Mizeh shoyt siyoy lechulim. The person that enabled it to become Chulin, which was the Gizbal, Moal is over me enough. Bono, Gizbal, 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 Gizbal,
Gizbal,
he had legal permission to sell it for the sake of Hegish. He didn't
want to be entirely important
because he didn't do it for the sake of Hegish. Right? He had legal permission to sell it in order to make Hegish have money. But he didn't do that. He gave it to his friend for
construction.
Yeah. Right? So Bono, if the Gizer would build him, say, face and loy money, won't even meet him. Shenicha Pierre. Only if he placed on top of the skylight. The loy kama, the binyan, and he didn't fix it into the building. The lev shinoi is not considered shinoi. Hilkach leimal ad sheyodu teftar. Therefore, there's no isimim until he actually resides underneath. To which Rebbe Vovos says, "Hey, Simeris, mediktoni, since it says the chido teftar when he lives underneath a chayev, we have even though the shalei midas hegdish over, he didn't get permission from the beis din to do such a thing, from hegdish to do it." Do you see? Then it is only Chosis Bato. It's Chayiv, sorry. And he didn't reply. And he thought that we actually agreed with him. It's not true. The Hegdash regular Meimah Shalei Midas. The Hegdash can't say Shalei Midas. The Das Shechina Ike. There's always Das Shechina. Hashem always knows what's going on. Hilkev Gehedit Midas. It's like Gehedit doing Midas. And therefore, if a head would do midas, you're going to be chayim. So too, you're going to be chayim. Tosis, which we haven't done properly now yet, but I'm going to say about them, disagrees. And says, what would be if I know somebody's moving into my apartment, but I don't say anything to him? He moves in, I knew about it, I'd see CCTV, I saw the whole. I didn't say anything to it. And afterwards, I didn't say, okay, I've seen you being here from this date to this date, pay up. And it's not a box I would normally do for rent. What would be the day? The place holds your bottle. Find the guy's bottle. Midas shemekah irrelevant. So the place holds, even if it be midas, it would be possible. The place is a different shot. What would be if I've got a big sign up saying, anyone who comes in has to pay rent of this amount? So of course you have to pay. Right, even though I wouldn't normally rent out, but I've got a sign saying if you come in, you have to pay. So that's Hegdash. There's a pasuk in the Torah saying anyone who uses me in there has to pay me in there. Anyone who takes it has to pay me in there. So it's as if the stipulation before you began to say, if you use it, you pay. Okay, that's Tosafot. That's your volunteers in the Tosafot. Shalach leiv abba bazabdu lemori baba.
That's a very different thing, right? Somebody.
That sounds like money, am I right? Indeed. I mean, it's a petting thing. If you use it, you have to pay. Exactly right. Shalachari Babib Abba Bazabda the Mori Bamar. If Abba Bazabda sent a message to Mori Bamar, boy, please ask him, Hune. And all the cats of a mention we die to, it's a rally, say, Soho, you know, if somebody lives on the other side without permission, then you have to pay rent. Unfortunately, in the meanwhile, Rabbuna died. Omar Le Rabba Barabune, Rabba the son of Rabbuna said, Hoki Omar Abba Mali, Ishmael and Ora, Eynoi Tzorich La'ale Sensor. He doesn't need to pay rent. And then Salok and the Maise said, Nehem Zerichos is Potter. And now the thing Rabbuna told him, Vasrech Abayis and Rumein, Mane Sokar Ishmael. Another thing which is not relevant to our sugya dafka, but since he said it, we have to learn it. Somebody rents a house for Reuven, he has to pay rent to Shimon. Interesting, no? If I rent an apartment for Reb David, I have to pay a yakim for the money. What would that be? Crazy Gemara, Shimon, my Amite, why? What does Shimon do? Why should Shimon get the money? How can you get all that? Nimsa, Abai Shal Shimon. If it turns out that this house wasn't Reuven's house to rent, it was really Shimon, Mare Loisov, he does have to pay rent. And tell me, when Shimon, when I rented this house with Reuven, Shimon knew about it?
No.
So why do I have to pay rent to Shimon? Is there any of Zelle Posse? He didn't know about it. The talented, it's a steer. On the one hand, you're telling me Zelle and Zelle Posse is possible, and now you're telling me that Shimon does get the rent. Onto the Gemara, the Kamina Agro. If it's upper rent, like the case of Shimmering, you have to pay. It wasn't upper rent. That's the case of the original case of Rabbana, you don't need to. That's going to be the halakha of the mice that comes out. Then, and the request is possible. Even Ami, Omer Bechir Ba'Oben Amirav, Omer Bechir Ba'Oben Amirabune, Hadol Bechatzah Chavesh Amidai Toi, Einoi Tzorech La'alo Yisroi Soh. But so the vice is Meir, somebody rents a house from residents of the city, Ma'ez Ha'levayli, you have to pay owners, you have to pay the rent to the real owners. By the way, I'm telling you, what does this mean? You pay rent to the owners. Talking to Omar, this is what we say. Nimtzeru Bainim, if you find out these apartments which you rented from the Moshav actually are owned by somebody, Ma'alin Lehen Sky, you have to pay rent to the owner. Party, you just told me you don't need to pay rent. So why now do you have to pay rent? Again, the same thing. How the Kamenargo, how the Kamenargo. Okay, still here is the Allah of the from this Omer Ben until two dogs. Is a big test for the whole sugya, but it's also quite a difficult section of the Gemara. Have you managed to learn yet? No, right. So you have to see here, for some reason, from here, we start giving as far as why you don't need to pay. So now we said, Zen and Zariah, why don't you pay? Because, with the story, Pitom now they now give as far as. The reason why you don't need to pay is because you're actually benefiting, you're giving, you're helping the owner of the house. This is going to answer your question. For some reason, all of a sudden, the Gemara gives new reasons why you don't need to pay. And that's going to be our way to get to Thursday to work out why there are new reasons. That's what we're going to have to work out. For the time being, now the Gemara says two dots with it, and then we can start doing tesis. Okay? Well, work your way through every single tesis we have to learn. But maybe not the tesis, nosna l'chaveyo, you don't need to do. And Vahu, Nost and Vahu, those two tastes there we don't need to learn. Okay, but the rest of the tasting we have to learn. All right. Okay, enjoy.